Okay, I wanted to make this video as a quick message to women, just women as a whole. I feel like this is something that women need to hear, and it really needs to be put out there in the world, right? So, women, you have to understand that you are literally psychologically wired for self-destruction slash frustration. Just on basic shit. And I'm tired. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm tired of hearing the same shit from bitches, about bitches and from bitches. I'm tired of hearing the same shit. So I'm making this as a general PSA announcement to bitches, right? So as women, I'm going to spell it out for you. As women, your nature is to always want whatever it is you think other women want. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be it can literally be dog shit wrapped in gold paper, and Beyonce says, oh, well, this gold paper came from the fucking sandpaper of the Wachacaca Mountains, and bitches and put a price tag on it that's like $8,000, and bitches will go crazy for it. Bitches, because it's what you do. Society, every facet of scientific research will find the same conclusions, that this is what you do as women. It's what you do. You want whatever it is you think other women want. Because as a woman, you don't even know what's valuable. You just don't, like, you don't know. Your whole thing is to follow whatever you think is valuable. You don't know what's, if man woke up 3 hours from now and said, you know what, we gonna make paper worth $10 million. Bitches, all of a sudden, every bitch, like, how do I get some paper? How do I do that? This, because it's what you do. You don't make anything. You don't create anything. On average, you don't. So I'm going to break it down to the topic of men, because that's where I always end up talking about, right? So I'm going to break it down to men, right? And me and my girl, we were talking about this over the weekend, right? How she is literally programmed to be frustrated and mad, but from biology, right? So, okay, let's just start off from the very simple beginnings, right? When you're looking for a man, the only men who are already, I guess, capable in woman's eyes are men who are already with women, because that's what women do. Women, as women, you want what you think other women want. So your first, the first man that you go after as woman is the man who already has a woman. That's the first man who's automatically attractive to you. Then after that, what you do as woman, you try to take those same qualities and try to find that in a random dude in the real world, which from a woman's perspective, from your perspective as a woman, that's a hard thing to do, because guys are going to tell you anything to get in your pussy, right? They're going to tell you anything to get in your pussy. You'll have chumps spending money on you. You have guys trying to text you all day long. Women, you will have so many guys trying to offer to give you something. And some of those guys are going to have the same quality as the guy who's already taken that you really want. Let's be honest about it. You really want that guy who's already taken. Let's just go ahead, just blow that out the water. Just put that on the table. We know it's true. That's the man you, because this is what you do as woman. Again, you follow whatever you think other women want. So you go out there. You go get, you know, you go find some dude, you know, so wherever. Okay, wherever, at the movie theater, whatever the fuck, wherever you found him, you find him, right? And he didn't just pump and dump you like the last seven did before him, and y'all actually end up together, right? Well, then guess what happens? Now you now have a man, and guess what? Now all those women who are in the position that you used to be in are now looking at your man, secretly wanting him and staring at him. Why? It's not because he's like drop dead sexy gorgeous. I mean, it's really won't even be because he has money, but it's because you as woman validated him to other women to say, oh, he must be desirable, he must be valuable, because another woman wants it. So now other women are gonna want your man, right? So then what happens is you'll be walking around with you, like with me and my girl. I'll be walking with my girl. And then girls will always be staring at me like hard when I'm walking with her. And then my girl, she, like, as woman, like, you don't see it because you are the animal in a cage. You see what I'm saying? As woman, you are the animal. So you can't see the maze and the routes and shit. But as a man, we're not in the cage, so we can see it, but you can't see it. So what happens is we're walking around with you. Girls are staring at us, and we know it's the only reason they're staring at us is because we're with you. But you're thinking they're staring at us because they actually like us. Like, no, them other girls don't like us. They like the fact that we've been validated by you. You see? So then what happens is you get mad because another woman is like staring at us, smiling at us, trying to laugh, trying to start conversation, trying to get closer, touching us on our arms and stuff like that. You're thinking the woman likes us. Now, the woman doesn't really like us. The woman likes us because she's seen us with another woman. You see? So then the woman gets mad and, you know, she might even start like low key start a fight or whatever like that. And then so in one instance, yeah, you do have a boyfriend, but at the same time, other women are coming after your man. So it's like, and see, this is where the reality of the situation comes in. You see, as woman, you have no real control on anything long lasting. You can get, and this is where on my channel, I try to tell the guys, see, guys, we don't like in the regular world, we only going to see about like the first 5 minutes in real life on in most cases. And women will dominate. You women out there, you will dominate in those first 5 minutes. Guys have to come and approach you. They have to come bring you something. They have to bring you something of that. Woman just sits there with tits and ass and a smile and long hair. That's all you have to do. So in the beginning phases, you dominate that. You will have 300 times amount of pursuers than any man will at any given day. Unless he's like a known basketball player or some shit like that, you will have far more, all right? But like I said, where the reality is, when it comes time to sit down and keep somebody, anybody, that's where you guys struggle. That's where you guys, because like I said, it's like, okay, and I was telling my girl this. So the good part about being a woman is this, is you will never truly lose. You will never truly be told no. A motherfucker might tell you no from time to time on a real bad day. But in the reality of the whole scenario, you will never truly be rejected like a man will. As a woman, you will never truly get that. Because like I tell my girl, men can always use an extra side chick. Every guy can use, you know, some extra side pussy. But you can't, but a guy can't give dick away for free. You see what I'm saying? So with a woman, you are going to dominate. Back to the original stuff. You are, as woman, you're never really going to lose. You will always get that validation. And even if it's, you know, superficial, just to, you know, get a blowjob out of you or something like that, you will still get at least some type of acknowledgement of your existence in the world. And this is something that women, you take that for granted because you're born into it. You don't know what it's like to be a man. You see what I'm saying? So men will agree on that. As a woman, you will always get some type of validation. So you'll never really lose, which is good. But on the other side, you'll never truly, 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 truly win. Because there's always another, as soon as you get up, because y'all ain't nothing but crabs in a barrel with that shit. You're nothing but crabs in a barrel. You'll never get out. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, y'all can always kind of crawl out that barrel a little bit, but somebody's coming to snatch you back down. Because see, and another thing that women, y'all have to understand this. You really have to understand this. Motherfuckers just get tired of you. All right. No, okay. You got tits, you got ass. People get tired of fucking you. All right. And it's like deep down, like the average woman is stuck in this weird middle zone of wanting the man who they want to only pay them attention. And that's just not okay, especially with how women are. The average woman's gonna sell herself, you know, as you know, be nice and kind and giving up sex. Well, a guy can buy that. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, so with everything you have to offer, the long game in a woman's world is where you all are gonna suffer. That's how it is. And for men, the short game is where we can still win, but we're going to take a lot more losses than a woman will in the short game, because we got to go risk everything to get rejected, whatever, push it aside, whatever the fuck. See, bitches, y'all get that 5 minute game much more faster, Whereas guys, we got to go through a lot. You know, sometimes we get lucky, whatever the fuck, but guys have to go through, like I said in my older videos, Thor, Idris Elba, whoever the fuck, Enrique Iglesias, they will tell you motherfucker stories on how they fucked up. Because men actually have to come up and have like, and be, first of all, just get lucky with the woman he's talking to, and if his game aligns with where her mentality is. And see, that's a whole extra complex that women just have no idea what it's about, because a woman, you don't have to do that. You see what I'm saying? But again, like, why you are programmed and destined for failure and frustration is because, yeah, you will never, as a woman, you will never fully lose, because you always know there's some dude on Facebook, Instagram, Tinder who was waiting to give you attention. As a woman, you will never truly face a genuine loss. You'll get pushed aside and, you know, knocked around a little bit, but you always know where you can get that quick validation. You always have that. So woman, you cannot understand what it's like as a man to not have that advantage in this part of the game. You see, but again, you're programmed to lose and be frustrated is because at the same time, you will never truly win. Because as soon as you do start to win, it's always going to be okay, there was this Czech movie I was watching. I can't remember what the fucking name of it was. But this dude was saying how he had an interview. He said, look, no woman can be tall and short at the same time. No woman can have big tits and small tits. And even if a bitch, even if they did come out, y'all remember Pokemon, that Pokemon Ditto. Even if they did make a bitch that was Ditto, motherfuckers would just finally get tired of fucking a Ditto. You see what I'm saying? Like it's just you. So in the short term, y'all win. Because you'll always just be a different piece of pussy than what he's already fucking. You see what I'm saying? So like you will always be of some benefit to any guy on the planet because you're an extra piece of pussy that's just different. And it's just something different. But you'll never really win because you can, even if you could switch your body to all different types, big tits, small tits, big ass, small ass, get tall, get short, black hair, red hair, purple, you still gonna be you. You see what I'm saying? And that's what is going to keep you in this. See, so woman spends her whole life in this bigger middle zone where guys, we're pretty much in like just a complete shit until we take off. And then we took off and then we got options again. But see, women, y'all, like, I think there was a saying, it said a woman tried to make fun of men saying, women fuck who they want, men fuck who they can. And then a guy replied, men marry who they want, women marry who they can. Yeah, and that's real shit. It's just the reality. You are programmed to end up frustrated and angry. That's just what it is. As soon as you can understand that this is your default programming, the quicker you can get over it. Because you know what? Out of all the girls who I knew in high school who got married, like pretty much right after high school, and they still with their husbands now, one of them, she's in Florida. I just talked to her a few days ago. Every girl who I knew who got married at a young age and stayed with her husband, and as far as I'm like, I ain't never heard no problems out of them. They, you know, they traveling, they got the dogs, nice, beautiful house, and all that shit like that. Out of all the women all the girls who I know that's like that, they all could see this back then. They could see what they would do if they stayed out there and kept dating, what they would do. They seen it back then. And they got over themselves and said, fuck it, I'm done. The first motherfucker I find who treats me well and isn't, you know, like yelling or hitting me or some shit like that, I'm just going to stick with him. And that's what it is. You see, the world has turned into this fucking, okay, just like how the girls do that. It's like how sitcoms used to be in the 90s or pretty much any time before recent times. Y'all remember, for the older people out there, y'all remember how sitcoms used to, a lot of sitcoms used to at least get two or three seasons before they get canceled, right? And the first two or three seasons, it wouldn't be a great show. And then it just like kick off after like Family Matters. Y'all remember the 3-2-1, 1-2-3? Like that wasn't shit until Steve Urkel got on there and then it took off and it was just Steve Urkel and Eddie Winslow. You know what I'm saying? Like Steve Urkel and other motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? Cause back then, like, because people took time to sit down and say, fuck it, maybe I should sit down and stick with this. Where now everything has grown to being so fast and interchange to where nobody can really sit down and commit to anything. You see what I'm saying? So now, and this is why divorce rates are off the fucking charts. Single parent homes are off the fucking charts. This is what happens. But yeah, anyway, back to the topic. Yeah, woman, you are biologically fucking... If you don't get over yourself and accept it, like, it's going to be a long, hard road in life. And then don't even throw in comparison of other bitches on Instagram and Facebook and shit like that. You're going to start comparing. And you know they say comparison is the thief of joy. And that's all social media is for women. That's all it is. You comparing yourself with other women. Oh, that's it. So my message to women is this. You got to accept what your default programming is and get over yourself and your ego and get off social medias. That's my message to women.